Steve. It's been a long time, almost 500 days between football games. So it was an awful lot of fun to go out there and get after a league opponent like Lafayette.
490 days. Amazing. When you have watched other FCS teams play during this spring, what did you observe and then apply it to what you try to do with your team?
Yeah, you know, the first thing that we noticed was how low scoring most of the games had been. You know, there have been a couple of outliers, but the predominantly a lot of the games that were just in the teens or the low 20s by the time it was all said and done. And we kind of chalked that up to just, you know, the rust being on the offensive side of the ball more than on the defensive side. You know, typically when you go into a preseason camp, your defense comes along and gels together a couple of practices ahead of the offense. The offense was always a little bit behind. So we figured that this was going to be a defensive battle, and certainly it started out that way. You know, the first quarter was, you know, a tight contest, but as the game went on, our offense seemed to gain more confidence, seemed to just really get the jitters out of them, and we were able to go out there and execute and get a lot of big plays, you know, these big chunk yardage type pass plays down the field that allowed us to continue to pull away as the afternoon rolled on.
Dave, I'm going to get to the offense in a moment. I do want to talk about your defense. You gave up the early touchdown, and then on 9 of the next 10 drives, it ended in either a turnover or a punt. What did you see from your team defensively as they settled into this game?
Yeah, well, the key was up front. You know, our defensive line. Yeah. You know, the disadvantage we had, it was our first game and it was Lafayette's second game. The advantage we had was we got a chance to scout that game. We saw Lafayette play Colgate 2 weeks prior to our game, and that was my biggest concern. Was, man, their offensive line just took control of the ball game and physically dominated Colgate's defense. And so that was the biggest concern. And once we were able to kind of take command of that line of scrimmage and force Lafayette out of their comfort zone, which was to pound you on the ground, gain control of that line of scrimmage, and then take a big shot up top, which obviously they did early on. They ran a play action very successfully for a long touchdown. But from that point on, we turned them into a one-dimensional team. We took away that ground game. They weren't able, I think they had a net 15 yards on the ground for the entire day. So, I mean, just a phenomenal job up front, and that starts with our defensive line. And once they became a little bit more one-dimensional, we were able to tee off and put some pressure on the quarterbacks and force them into throwing four interceptions.
Offensively, what kind of luxury is it to have a Brandon Sanders at wide receiver?
Yeah, I tell you, it makes it a lot of fun when you're game planning. It really does, because he's a guy that, you know, you can have the confidence that if you can just get him into a single coverage type of a situation, that he's going to beat 99% of anybody that anybody can put up to guard against him. So, you know, it's a lot of fun game planning and getting him involved, because we know he, you know, not only is he an explosive player, but he's also a tough player. You know, very, very reliable hands. He'll go up and go across the middle without any fear, and he just has all of those tools. So it's really, you know, whatever you can dream to get him freed up and into single coverage, you know, he's going to be able to go out and execute. That's a lot of fun.
Dave, what did you like about each of your two quarterbacks?
Yeah, well, going into the game, you know, Logan obviously had the most experience. You know, Bitticoffer started all of our games a year ago. Taryn Earl did play in most of them, but not all of them as the season went on. A little bit more of a supporting cast member, but Taryn really impressed during our preseason, you know, the 20-some practices that we had prior to playing Lafayette, and he just brings an added element to the game. He's really crafty and has some explosiveness in the run game, a threat that Bitticoffer doesn't have. And they both went out and did a tremendous job. You know, we had them both out on the field for about a dozen plays or so to really keep Lafayette guessing as to which quarterback would be taking the snap, and then we would take turns lining Bitticoffer out at wide receiver or Earl out at wide receiver, depending on the play. So it was a neat little package that our offensive coordinator, Jason Mirren, developed, and we practiced heading into the game, and it worked really well. And there were times that we decided to have a couple of drives, that it was just going to be Taron at quarterback the entire drive, and he played really well there too. And that's always been a big philosophy of ours early on in the season, is to get two quarterbacks some experience. And obviously this is a season like no other, so you don't have as long of a season, but it was great to see both of them go out there and be able to be as efficient throwing the football as they both were.
You have to give, as you pointed out, the pressure up front. You still ended up with all those interceptions in the game, which means you have to have guys that close on the ball. How do you feel about ball reaction by your linebackers, your secondary, helped out obviously by terrific pressure up front?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, their quarterback didn't have a lot of time in the pocket, and actually two of the four interceptions that we had were off of tipped balls at the line of scrimmage. So just really opportunistic, you know, and that ball's in the air. And that's sometimes when you're playing more zone coverage, which we did for most of the afternoon, you get a chance to see that, right? Your eyes are on the quarterback, and that ball comes off of his hand. You're able to start your break, and then all of a sudden it gets tipped at the line of scrimmage. You already have a beeline on it, and that's one of the challenges when you're playing man coverage. Your eyes are on the receiver or the running back or the tight end that you've got to cover. So we were playing a lot of zone, and when we were getting that type of pressure, that really helped us. So those two batted balls wound up in the hands of our players. Simeon Page got the one, Brandon Benson was able to get the other one. And then the third interception that we had was also a ball that the quarterback was kind of flush from the pocket. He was just trying to get rid of it, and he chucked it deep and thought that we wouldn't get to it. And we were able to get Connor Romango, our other safety, was able to run under it and pick it off as well. So, yeah, again, huge props goes to the defensive line and forcing the pocket to collapse and forcing the quarterback to make some uncomfortable throws.
Right now, as you know, I work with one of the greatest linebackers, by my money, the best linebacker ever, obviously, Jack Ham. So I'm going to ask a linebacker-centric question. because his ability, Dave, when he played, was he would get himself with the proper depth of a drop, get himself into a passing lane, and then suddenly the ball would have to be thrown over him. Now, it's the first game, and you go out and play this. Did your linebackers play the way you wanted to, getting into passing lanes, forcing difficult throws?
Yeah, they did. You know, Simeon Page, you know, he is he's our playmaker on defense. He's been starting for 4 years at linebacker. He's been all-conference his first 3 years. I'm sure he'll be first-team all-conference this year as well. He is just such a force. But one of his, you know, kind of signature things is he's a great blitzer, and he did a great job on Saturday as well, had a huge sack. But that's one of the areas that he's improved the most on. He has been a better defender, dropping into coverage or at times latching onto the running back and covering him in man coverage. And he did a phenomenal job. Rick Mottram is another guy who started a ton of football games for us at our Mike linebacker position. He's as tough as they come, but he's also as smart as they come. And he had another phenomenal game. And then we had an outside linebacker playing his first game, Blake Leak, a true freshman who got the fourth interception, was able to return that for a touchdown. So a great first college game memory for Blake, and he did a good job seeing significant time at the outside linebacker position, splitting it up with Garrett Van Italy, who's our other really seasoned senior linebacker who had a really productive season for us as a junior. So yeah, we're very confident at that linebacker position, just so much confidence and leadership, and they're just seasoned veterans, all three of our starters, and they're the heart and soul of that defense. That's really what makes us tick.
And Dave, as you said, a season unlike any other. So as you've gone through this as a coach and as a team, what have been the challenges that maybe a lot of people may not realize?
Well, I think it's just it's such a different way. You know, you, as a coach, you get used to a routine and used to a cycle might be the best way. Your in-season cycle, your recruiting cycle. Well, this is just kind of throw the rule book away and start from scratch, and everything that we have to do in terms of just organizing practice to make sure it's safe and that we're socially distancing. The locker room is a big concern. And so all of the logistics that go into running a practice is hard enough, just planning on what you're doing for 2.5 hours out on the field each day. But to turn around and to have to plan around all of these other things, whether it's making sure our players are getting out of class on time and are able to make it because our hours are a little bit different because we have every sport that's basically in season. Every outdoor sport is in season at this moment. So you're sharing your practice field, you're sharing the stadium with the track team and with lacrosse, and that this just creates so many unique issues that you have to go by in your schedule. You're a little bit, it's a lot harder to get into that type of routine. And our players had to do a phenomenal job of learning a different way of practicing and being safe and being smart, staying 6 feet away from each other and keeping the concern, because they understand, a couple of positive COVID tests can ruin your season, especially a season as short as we have here in the Patriot League. If you're down for 2 weeks, you're missing half of the season. So the pressure was there for guys to, and it's still there for guys to continue to be safe in everything that they do, and that's the biggest challenge. It really is, and to overcome that fear of not, if you don't do things the right way, that you're going to miss out on all of this time that you've sacrificed for the past 490 days to get ready for a season, and you can just lose it that quickly with a little bit of careless behavior. So there's been so many challenges around the pandemic, and I'm so proud of how our players have handled that type of adversity, because it really has forced them, it's forced us to be different as coaches, it's forced them to practice a different way and just to handle all the different rules and regulations, and I'm really proud of how they've handled everything.
Last 4th of July, I was with Mark Packer on Sirius XM, and he asked me about the goals for 2020. And I said, well, the goal is to play a game. The second goal is to play a second game, and yep, then so forth. Well, you got one game in, so the goal is to play a second game, but this time it's a road game with Holy Cross. Right. What's the approach to trying to do this? Because now you have to take this, you have to translate it to the road.
Right. Yep. Which provides its own unique set of circumstances. So it is. It's a challenge in itself, and the logistics are multiplied in what you have to do. So it is a challenge. There's no doubt. Home field advantage is multiplied here with all the safety regulations that everybody has. Holy Cross is a great team. They're undefeated right now. They were the preseason pick to win our league. So it's a great challenge, and it's a challenge that our players are just so confident coming out of the game against Lafayette that they're just super excited, but they also know, hey, nothing can be taken for granted. There's no guarantee we're going to play this game. If we're not smart, or if Holy Cross isn't smart, it's going to be another bye. So we're working hard to get around that and not let that kind of sidetrack us from the goal that it's at hand, which is to become a 2-0 football team.
490 days is too long between games and conversations. Dave, it was a pleasure having you on the show so that we could talk about Bucknell football. Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. Hope to talk to you again real soon.